Hello, and you are listening to I'm a Diva podcast, a podcast dedicated to promoting our female creatives in the music industry. So if you are any form of creator, a dedicated participant in the music industry, then we are here to promote you, to share your story, to share your challenges, and to grow together and to have some fun along the way and learn a thing or two. You are listening to I'm a Diva podcast. I'm a GV. I'm a female rapper in the music industry, growing to develop my career and facing challenges and noticing how females are underrepresented. This is why I decided to create this podcast for all of you to listen to and to promote our wonderful females and to be able to connect with others and learn from each other. So I welcome you to I'm a Diva podcast.
Hello, and you're listening to I'm a Diva podcast. This is your talk show host, Edgy V, and we're back with another wonderful episode. So today is actually season 4, episode 3, and today we're talking to Gory. So she is a young singer, songwriter, and her mission is to unite humans with her music. She's been learning instruments, writing songs, and her songs are focused on lyrics and melody. Moreover, she believes with music, a world can be a better place and help humans to transcend their consciousness. The cool thing is that actually Gory is from India as well. So we never had somebody on the podcast all the way from India, which is really cool. So welcome to the show, Gory. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me here. It's been really a good ride, and I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. So you had a couple of songs come out recently. You've had Rare Nareen, and then you had November, and then you had a song called Adventures of Us, and so many other amazing songs. I really wanted to get into finding out a little bit from your side. How did you get into this style of music that you have kind of formed, that you have now? Because I'm very curious, as I've done a little bit of my own research before the interview, that India is obviously a very big population, and you guys have so much diversity and genres of music out there. So how did you find yourself in this type of area or style of sound that you have now?
You're true. Like, India has a different like culture when it comes to music, like classical or the Bollywood music and stuff like that. But like, since I was a kid, I have a brother. He's older than me. He used to have like a lot of like hip hop and you know, like rocks of the 60s and 70s in his mobile phone, and I would just listen to them, and I would just like go through his phone, listen to different songs like Westlife and Pink Floyd, Akon, and like a lot of bands which were like famous that time. And as I started growing up, I realized I'm a lot into Western music. I'm getting connected to it and stuff like that. Like, Bollywood has been always like going around me and like influencing me. But I guess like the connection that I made with the music, like pop, indie, rock, was like really amazing. So yeah, that's how I like started growing up, picked up the guitar, learned the basic chords, and eventually started writing. And like, I don't know like how the songwriting, it just came to me in like English and not my own mother tongue or the languages that are like famous in India. So it's weird, and people around here find it weird, but I guess yeah, it's just that like I'm loving it and I'm enjoying it. it. So yeah, nothing else really matters. So yeah.
This is so cool to hear how you got into English music through your brother's phone, because it kind of makes me think of my own time where when I was younger, you know, people were still not like fully streaming songs online. It was more like on their phones and whatever you can get onto your phone.
Yeah.
And that's so cool, like, to remember that. And it really puts things into context. It makes me kind of emphasize of like how music is universal and people want that variety. It helps to kind of see what's like out there, and so many different flavors. As there is like flavors of ice cream, there's flavors of music, and that's the cool thing about it. Like, and hearing your side of how you arrived to that style, I really wanted to emphasize the style you have as well. It's very when you mentioned Pink Floyd as like an influence as well, it's very soulful. Your music's very soulful. Your music is very, there's a nostalgic feeling to your music. Would you agree with me saying that there's a nostalgia about your music?
Yes, like to be honest, there are like bunch of genres when it comes to music, and each artist, they hold like different kind of taste, their own style and everything. And I have been listening to bunch of genres, bunch of styles, and I don't know, like with everything, just the mixture of it and stuff like that, I would just kind of like get into the process of making it, you know. And eventually I would say, like, if you hear all of the songs that I've dropped, like each one has a different vibe. One is like up tempo and the one has like a lot of like guitars in it, and the other is just acoustic stuff. And so yeah, it just goes on like that. So yeah,
I absolutely loved it. I felt like when I was kind of listening to your music, I felt like it just made me think of like that nostalgia that like Lana Del Rey's music brings, you know. When you listen to her stuff, it's like it makes you think of a time that has passed, but you want to kind of live in that memory a little bit longer. And I felt like that your music had that, a lot of that influence. Would you say that there's like a part of you that likes to really kind of keep memories alive? Like what where does your that kind of inspiration or energy come from that brings or makes the songs sound the way they do, the way you make them?
I guess it just, I don't know, like I just put myself through these different experiences, and all of the experiences that I've experienced in the past, the versions of myself that no longer exist, and like each day were just kind of like growing and learning. So I just kind of like felt like whatever I go through, I'm gonna write about it. Like, could be whatever, like, or it could be life of someone else too. Like, you see a bunch of people around you every day, and each one of them is like going through something, whether it could be positive or negative for them, for you. So yeah, it's just like I see it as inspiration to write a song about it. So
I have to say as well, you're quite the guitar player. I had a look at your Instagram as well, and you've got a cool few little videos of you just like going at it on the guitar, and not a bother on you, and you're just having the best time. And so, like, how long have you been playing guitar? You said, you mentioned you started off learning a couple of chords and things like that, so give us a little insight into that.
Yeah, so like about the guitar, it started like when I was 12 years old. So the guitar journey was like quite crazy, because I told my parents that I want a guitar, and they told me like, no, we're not getting you, because like you should be focusing on your studies and stuff. And so I was like, you know, like sad all the time and everything. And my friends would see me in my school, like, she's sad because she doesn't have a guitar. So they just like, you know, they just like, we were all little kids, like we didn't have a lot of money with us already. So they took out the contribution, like there were like 15 friends of me from school. They just like took out a little contribution and they gifted me guitar on my birthday. And I was like super happy about it. Like, I was head over the heels, like, damn, I have a guitar now. So I wanted to go join the classes, but like, I don't know, like I just went there for like 2 days. So I just learned like basic things like Spring's name and stuff like that. So yeah, I would say that I wasn't taking the playing seriously until I got my electric guitar last year. So I'm still in a learning phase and I'm just exploring like how the music theory works and stuff like that, you know. To be honest, the universe of guitar is never ending and I'm still learning. So yeah, the basic chords and the scales and yeah.
What a wonderful story that your friends in school, you know, saw there's a sadness in you and it just kind of emphasizes how music has the power to uplift us in such a powerful way. Some days when we're like sad, listening to sad songs can uplift us. Sometimes when we're happy, listening to sad songs can actually make us a little bit more sad than happy. Yeah. And it just goes to show like the power that it has and the fact that, you know, you being able to own your own guitar and to kind of play around and finding that, have your own relationship with music is such a beautiful thing. And I totally understand where it comes from myself being an artist. And the way you're saying, like, you were playing around with like that, there's still such a long way to go. That I think that's the beautiful thing about music, is that there's never going to be everything you're going to learn. It's such a journey and you don't really know where you're going to end up. And I think that's kind of like the mystery or the aspect of that unknown, or an artist that you might, you know, get to meet when you're performing, and they're just going to change your entire outlook of the way they look at music, or the way the relationship they have with their music, or you're going to have that impact on somebody. And that's so amazing. Who would you say in terms of like your biggest influences, or is there, would you say like people, local artists, anybody like that, that has had that kind of impact on you? You want to share a little bit of that, like any stories along those lines?
So like the influences and everything, they have been changing over the years, but like since like 2 years now, it has been Roger Waters, Fleetwood Mac, Jimi Hendrix, and George Harrison. I think they have been like impacting the way I make music, the way I write my lyrics in like a very different way. Yeah. Because if you listen to their songs, they have like deeper messages in them. They just don't cover up just like everything about the love stories or you know, the hurtful things in life, but like rather how this world can be a heavenly place. And I've been like focusing on that, like I've been learning from them, like as a songwriter and as a singer, like how important it is, like what you put or whatever message that you put in your song, it's ultimately going to affect the listener's brain, you know. It's gonna decide their further realities. Because when you like, for example, let's say like you take a song, you're listening to it, all of a sudden like all your thoughts, they go off and you're like into that imaginary world. So yeah, like this artist, like they have like really helped me to just, you know, get to know myself a bit better and put myself through different situations, whatever that word is facing right now, by all the circumstances, and just focus on like lyrics and melody and music and make it a balance of it.
That's beautiful. So is that the part where, you know, you talk about helping humans to make the world a better place and transcending their consciousness? So is that the yes. kind of intention you want to have with your music, kind of moving forward in the world? What else do you intend to do with music or with your career, like for yourself, for the world, like any particular visions you have in mind that you'd like to do?
So basically the step for this year is to drop an album, and in that album, like I have written songs about just exploring your inner consciousness and growing your own self and getting to know like where you are at in life and just appreciating all the little things in your life. Because like we have a lot of things with us, but like still because of the influences around us, we just kind of forget at the times like how grateful life has been with us and everything. So yes, that's what I want to do, to drop this album and like probably get like people listen to it, and hopefully they can find themselves through that lyrics, through the all those songs, and hopefully they can connect themselves with everything around them and live life to their fullest without holding any grudges, and like often forgiving each other and loving each other, accepting each other.
Aww, that's such a sweet message. I love that. I was going to say as well, the aspect of you talking about like the uplifting and the power of the music, like, do you have already a song or album name for it? Can we, any name drops can you do for us today? Or
like, it's no secret, but yeah, like most of my friends know. So the first single of the album is coming out April 29th. Mm-hmm. And it's called Connected Part. The song is about connecting your own self with every little living thing that is around you, the birds, the trees, the ocean, the sun, everything. And the album name is called Peace and Bliss, and hopefully it comes out in October.
Amazing, that's so cool. I really like the, like you said, the intention you have behind your music, so I really can't wait to hear. I do feel like when you were saying, you know, your music and your songs kind of you know, having that full kind of texture, and like you exploring the melodies, the lyrics, and even like listening to your music, you can hear there's such a nice range, you know, when you, it's not just sort of like one or the other, or an emphasis on one or the other. I feel like there's like the entire kind of harmonies are really filled out, and you've got a really good range there in your music, which is amazing. Definitely uplifting as well. I really enjoyed every song you have put up on your Spotify. Of course, I noticed you have your iTunes, your YouTube, and whatever else, all that good stuff. Since you are yourself from India, and people that like on the podcast have no idea what the music industry is like in your country, so I really want to like learn a little bit and ask you some questions. What do you think the female in the music industry in India is like? What's the experience like for her over there? I'd like to ask you that.
So like when it comes to the females in music industry in India, I think they have like lot of opportunities when it's about the classical music or the Bollywood music. I think most of the women have like started their career like singing songs for Bollywood movies, because movies here are like very famous, and they are like something that is very entertaining for Indians. There are like bunch of movies coming every now and then, like each month. So it's like really good. Like they just give different opportunities to different female singers, and they are like they give the, you know, chances for like new women to just get on the movie and like sing a song for it, stuff like that. So that's how it goes basically.
Cool. And do you feel like when it comes to, you know, the podcast is about bringing a platform for females in the music industry in general, like overall, if it's global, it's global, but do you feel like there's anything that you wish could be a little different or done differently in the music industry in India, like for females? Do you think there's any things that you notice that you think you wish could be a little different, or maybe are better? So if you want to share your perspectives on that.
Yes, I think the independent artists, they could be female, and I think like they should be given more opportunities in India, because as I told you, like if you want to go big in India when it comes to the music industry, you need to have the connections with the like filmmakers or the record labels and stuff. So you need to be a part of like some movies or something, because the movie is going to get blown only that time your song is going to get. But I see that it's increasing day by day that the artists are going independent and stuff. But still, when it comes to, you know, like the female part in the music, I think that could be grown. And also, on the other hand, I think Western music should be as important as the Bollywood music over here. Because I would say that, I don't know, but like English is like a language well known by all the people across our earth, and I think the message can be carried out like really easy with that language, since like half of the people, they know about this language. So yeah, I just hope like eventually it will change, and I will add my contributions to change it, and show people that yeah, English music is just as interesting as like any other music too. So yeah,
I love that. So what you're trying to say is, I'm just trying to make sure I'm on the same page as you. You're trying to say there's this like sort of a little bit too much focus on kind of like what works, basically what you're saying, what people like and what works, which is the usual kind of, I suppose you could say, stereotype of music industry in general, because, you know, people yeah. want to make sure that people are going to love it, that it's going to sell, that it's going to do well and all this kind of stuff, because it is a business. But what you're saying about kind of like pushing, I suppose you're kind of saying you're pushing that cultural boundary a little bit, kind of say welcome more genres, welcome more styles, and like you said, more like that's beautiful. In terms of like, you guys have music festivals over there as well, do you do stuff like that?
Yeah, there are, but like they are like very up to the limits, and like it depends like what state you are in, because like if you go to the northeast side of India, mostly there people are into like different genres and like different kind of music. If you go down the south, the music scene is completely different there. So in India, it's like every state is like a different country with like different cultures and different languages, different people, everything changes. So yeah, like depending upon the employment and all the scenes, the music festival, they just go around like that.
Okay, that's interesting. So do you think there's a nicer diversity of music at music festivals? Do you find, like, where do you go to find that more music diversity, when you the music diversity you spoke of?
Yes, like since I said that, like each state has their different styles, like different instruments, different languages, so you get bunch of diversity. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like people are like really stuck to a particular style, so the other styles are not getting that much focused, you know.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, like it could be changed maybe, and sooner or later like things are like really gonna get different about it too.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. So kind of you're saying there's a little bit of that artist kind of being underrated, you're saying, you know, the artist that should get a little more focus. Well, hopefully with your music, you can bring that more universality and more into, like you said, the Indian culture. And I'm sure, no doubt, you're going to achieve that. So we're going to jump into the part of the podcast, Gauri, that's called I'm a Diva 5 Questions. So are you ready for that part?
Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect.
So the first question is, what should a diva motto be in your perspective?
In my perspective, I think a diva motto should be just accepting her the way she is. And a lot of like females, like they're growing and they're making their own identities and they're being confident more than ever. I think that's the best part. And when it comes to the motto, I think it should be about like serving yourself and serving others at the same time, and keeping the balance of it, and just making sure that like all your feminine and masculine energies are on the point, so you can break no one and no one can break you, and it becomes a perfect balance. So I think that would be the motto for any diva. So yes.
Cool. I love that. So number two, what do you think the ultimate diva meal is?
For the meal, I think it should be focused on veggies, fruits, smoothies, and as well as like definitely there are like a lot of people who love eating meat, so it can keep you healthy and everything. So if they have in their appetite, that would be like really amazing too, because once I used to have it, but as like time passed by, I decided like I think I'm gonna go with the veggies and just the fruits and stuff like that. So mainly I'm focused on that at the moment. And in India, like there are like bunch of meals when it comes to the vegan food, so luckily like I have varieties of meal every day. I'm really grateful for that.
Amazing. That's good. I'm glad to hear you're taking good care of your body. That's the best thing for it, and the best for our life quality, isn't it? So number three, what do you think the ultimate diva mindset is?
Mindset, like as a diva, like you could go around the places and like people be like staring at you, or I don't know, like you could get different kind of intentions from different people, and at times you will feel like, oh, I can't do this or anything like that. So like the mindset should be just positive, and no matter what happens, I'm doing this for myself and no one else. It's just about like loving yourself. Like if you love yourself, then only you can love others. And if you accept yourself, then only you're going to accept the others. So I guess that would be the mindset which going to help all the divas run in business or run in life or just like carry on with everything in the long run.
That's great. I love that. That's a great answer. Number four, can you describe your ultimate diva statement you have made to date?
The statement that I made for myself over the years is that as a diva, it has been like a ride and a roller coaster of like ups and downs, the emotionally, mentally, physically, everything. And but I learned that like we are like really powerful if we decide to be, and the realities that we create in our brain ultimately becomes the reality in the real life screen. So I started focusing on my inner growth, whatever thoughts that would go in my head, and you know, slowly I just started working, taking actions on those thoughts, and I could see that like it's just about like whatever that thoughts are going on your brain becoming your action, and that action is bringing the reality, it's creating the reality. So that just made me realize this is the best statement that I've got for myself. It's just like focusing what goes on in your brain and then just ultimately making it the reality in your real life.
Lovely. That's great. And yeah. The last question of I'm a Diva 5 questions. What's your diva reminder that reminds you that you're a diva?
Never give up. That's it. Like there are like multiple things happening around us every day, and like very little things can bring you down or make you feel like not like good enough or anything, something like that.
Yeah,
but like you know, as long as you're keeping yourself motivated, like as long as you're talking to yourself rather than talking to someone else, or like I mean it's definitely important to talk to people, but the more you talk to yourself, the more things gonna get better, you know. Like just like write it down or just make a list or make a journal maybe, and as a singer-songwriter I just like put it through the songs. So yeah, that's the reminder that my inner feminine gives me. Just don't give up, keep it consistent. It's gonna be ups and downs and a roller coaster, but it's gonna be worth it, and that's why we all have a heartbeat. It just goes like that, so up and down.
I love that, absolutely love that. So when you said you were talking about the music and kind of ups and downs and creative energy, kind of like your inner feminine, giving that to you, how would you say we're going to move on and kind of, I'm going to transition the questions into more of the podcast in a graceful manner. How do you find like your creative process? You mentioned a little bit of that, like you're already saying your inner femininity coming out and giving you that kind of source of ideas and writing everything down. It's giving yourself like a structure for that creativity and things like that. What's your sort of creative process? How do you go from starting a song to the finishing of the product of, you know, literally to getting it mixed, getting it recorded, getting it mastered, and then being able to perform? And so can you take us a little bit through that, like what goes on through Gori's head, like when the creative process takes place?
Yeah, so like I think that the feminine energy we all have within ourselves is just about the creativity and its ultimate life force. It's like all that there is, like if you go within, or like if you go explore that energy within with practices of meditation, lucid dreaming and exercise, or just like focusing on something like that, you will feel like, yeah, it's running through me. So when it comes to the singing and songwriting, making a song, I just kind of like do nothing. I just grab the guitar and I just play like a couple of chords and everything, and I just like let it flow, you know, in emotion, like it just flows. And I start to sing words. So that's where I get the ideas from. Like, okay, the song should be about this, or the song should have words like this, or a chorus like this and stuff like that. So that's the process of making a song, where I utilize my feminine energies. And when it comes to the part of recording, finding a producer, mixing and mastering and performing live, I have to mix up my masculine energy with my feminine. So they merge. Mm-hmm. And because like it's a lot of work, like how you talk, how you communicate with the audio engineers, what things you want to get done. And so you can't be like, you know, just like shy or like whatever all the time. You have to be tough at that time too. It's like, yeah, I and clear, especially having a clear communication, it helps a lot. Like, I want this, like we could change this, we could change that. So yeah, it's just the merging of both in the process of like getting a whole song ready and just placing it out in the world and then like promoting it later. My masculine, it helps me a lot. Yeah. So yeah, that's how I became friends with both of them, and they're just kind of like flowing through me right now.
Beautiful. What would you say, if it's like possible, when I make my music for myself, I know that I love all of my music, you know, and there's some songs that people will never hear, and there are some songs that I will always love, even though maybe the rest of the world doesn't love it as much. Do you have a song like that that you've written yourself, that like, do you have a favorite song? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, like there are like bunch of songs I've written, and like they're just in my laptop, and I don't know like if people are gonna like it or not. And but I think it's worth giving a shot, you know, like you never know, like when you make like 100 songs, two of them gonna get blown away, and like people are gonna love it. So the more you put it and everything, and I have a song like I have a bunch of songs, so I'm like thinking maybe I could make some kind of EP or something like that, you know, after I drop my album, and could just put everything out in that EP, you know. And just because rather than keeping it to myself, I would give it to the world, and like if anyone connects with it, they will have it as a gift. So
And do you have a favorite song that you've released so far?
Yeah it's called Shine Unique. Aww. And it's gonna be on about like your very special child, and I know it's hard for you to fit in this world, but there you go, you got this, you are here to experience everything, and just keep on going, because you're gonna shine as the stars, they shine in the night. So just appreciate everything in your life and just go through it.
Aww, I really felt that. That's beautiful. Before we close up the episode, I just wanted to ask, is there any particular advice or any words of wisdom that you want to kind of share with anybody listening that could be starting out, that could be in the music industry for a while, that you found was really helpful for you along your music journey?
Yes, like I just hope like each one of us love themselves first, because like there is nothing like selfish in that. We often try to change the world outside, like when the real fun lies in like changing your inner things. And I think all the artists out there should just be true to themselves and about the art they're making. And it could be in different styles, and they will get like criticism for that, like, no, it should be this way or that way, but art is just art, so it has its own unique ways to express itself. So yeah, just keep making, and as long as you're making it, ultimately you will be loving the process, and eventually you will end up finding yourself in the art.
Cool, I like that. Just to wrap up the last part of the podcast, any projects or anything like that, or any dates or anything like that at all that you want to mention?
So the next single called Connector Parts of the first album is coming out April 29th, so it would be immense pleasure to make you guys hear it, and I'm sure you will find yourself in a new place after listening listening to that song mentally and emotionally. So make sure like you're tuning in and connected with me, so we can, you know, always like give each other's art and messages.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Gauri, for coming onto the show, for sharing your, you know, beautiful energy and your vision for your music and the intention you have. It's very beautiful. Your music is beautiful. You're beautiful. And I have no doubt that you're going to be breaking the barriers in the Indian music culture scene 100%. You're going to be paving the way for other women to maybe try different styles, or other people in general to try something new and come out of their own shells. Maybe they're thinking the same thing. You never know. I was going to say just thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see what else you come up with. Of course, for our listeners, we're going to have all the social media included in the description of this podcast. And you can follow Gauri and her lovely music and lovely updates and her little social media videos of her playing the guitar. It's really cool. So give her a follow. And thank you so much.
It was a pleasure being with you guys. And I've been honored to like let you know about my life story and getting to know you and a sweet soul like you. Wow. I look forward to staying connected with you and like give you all the music that I'll make. And yeah, thanks for adding happiness in my life and being a part of it.
Oh, that is the sweetest thing. That actually made my day, Gauri. Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you for continuing to listen to our podcast. And this is Edgy V and I'm a Diva Podcast. Until next time.
I'm a Diva Podcast launched their Patreon account. So if you like what we do and want to support us, head over to our link and there will be some exclusive content for exclusive subscribers. So head over there now and thank you so much for your support.